Hundreds of reporters will soon arrive in the cities of Virginia Beach and Chesapeake, Virginia, and they will be there with their expense accounts. They'll be there to cover the trials of Washington-area sniper suspects John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo. The trials were moved there in hopes of finding impartial jurors. Media organizations covering the case have been deluged with solicitations for everything from bed and breakfasts to rental tents from local entrepreneurs. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Now that her children are grown, Teresa Bonifant had long planned to convert her well-appointed ranch-style home into a bed and breakfast. But with word that the Virginia Beach courthouse just down the road was going to host the trial of sniper suspect John Allen Muhammad, those plans got put on a fast track.
About four or five of my friends called up and said, why don't you take advantage of this? Get somebody in the rooms, and then that will help you finance getting some of the, you know, fixing up done. And I was like, wow. And they go, Petey, you're, you know, five minutes, not even three and a half miles to the front door of the courthouse. And I was like, wow, neat idea.
And so the plasterers and painters are busy applying the final touches to the three rooms she plans to offer to journalists looking for a convenient and cozy lodging while they cover the sniper trials.
Each room will have a TV with a VCR in the room, as well as high-speed internet access in the room, so he can just hook up his laptop. And they each have their own bathroom, their own private bathroom. And I will have homemade, you know, cinnamon rolls and bagels and muffins and stuff like that in the mornings for him, juice, coffee, etc., you know, fruits. I think he'll be happy.
Bonifant is among the many area business people who've reached out to the 250 or so news organizations planning to cover the upcoming trials of the sniper suspects. Kinko's sent reporters pens advertising its copying service. Charles Tudor, who runs a TV production outfit called Tudor Productions out of his Virginia Beach home, says it's hard to resist.
The people down here, when they hear stories about 2,000 media showing up, you know, they tend to want to say, hey, you know, I've got a house I can rent out. I mean, I've had calls myself from people that they have rooms that they want to offer because they found our site on the web.
Tudor's website, complete with pictures of Muhammad and Malvo and their respective courtrooms, promises we can provide any and all of your production needs. But Charles Tudor says he's not had many inquiries yet.
We're still waiting. People in news tend not to be too far-sighted and we could get a ton of calls the week before.
Virginia Beach is the state's biggest city, but its courthouse is located in an out-of-the-way, almost rural area. The predicted media crush is expected to strain services there and in nearby Chesapeake. Both communities have set aside some $750,000 to cover expenses, such as police overtime. Both expect to recoup some of those expenses by assessing the media. Dave Callum owns a nearby hardware and building supply store. He says the hopes of some local businesses for a windfall from the Muhammad and Malvo trials are not likely to be met. About all he expects out of the trial is a hard time.
A lot of aggravation, I believe, because of the traffic is already bad, and it's going to be that much more added to it, and it's going to be quite taxing, I'm sure.
To those who say it's unseemly to try to make a buck off such a tragedy, one business person said, we're not trying to take advantage of people, we're trying to take advantage of the situation. Brian Naylor, NPR News.